Our guest for this evening's halftime broadcast is Warren Burgess, president of the Associated Students Incorporated at Cal Poly. Warren, you and I have been visiting now for several days about this series of broadcasts on College Union at Cal Poly. It occurs to me that one of the things that might help us over the next several weeks as we discuss this topic is to define just what it is we mean when we talk about College Union. Can you do that for us?
Yes, Don. The Union is the community center of the college for all the members of the college family. The students, the faculty, administrators, alumni, and guests. It is not just a building, Don. It is also an organization and a program. And together they represent a well-considered plan for the community and life of the college. In my own words, Don, the College Union is a meeting place for the students, faculty, and administrators to meet on an informal basis and on a common ground to express their opinions to one another.
Well, what we are talking about then, Warren, at Cal Poly here is not only an organization known as the College Union Board, which administers that program. We're talking about a series of activities, of programs, of special activities that this board sponsors and now, in the next few months, we're going to be talking about a College Union building. So, in some ways, we're talking about actually three different college unions.
Precisely, Don. In the past, we've had a College Union Board, which is comprised of committees, which have done the work of the college educationally and also entertainment. And now, we have a building, and this building will supplement that program. I feel that there's no place on this campus right now, Don, that lends itself to such an atmosphere on an informal basis where student administrators and faculties can meet. And now I feel with the coming of this building, it's going to supplement the program and also enhance it. We'll be able to have possibly, and this is pure conjecture on my part, an art center where the students can display their talent, a room where folk singers can entertain, possibly put on plays. And the one thing that I'm looking forward to is holding the regional conference of the Association of College Unions here in the future. And one date that we've kind of set down is 1972.
Well, I'm sure what you say about the lack of a common meeting ground is true, Warren. I've experienced it myself, both as a student several years back and now as a member of the college staff. And it certainly should enhance that relationship when the student union building exists. I know that it's just difficult to meet and participate commonly when you have to do it in an office or in a classroom or something of that nature.
This is so true, Don. By virtue of, let's say, your position of administrators and instructors, they're just unable to take that wall down between the student and themselves. And I feel that the College Union will act as kind of a hub of the culture of our college to get administrators and students together to discuss things on a very free basis. And this is my job, to act as a spokesman for the student. And I feel with College Union, it's going to be that much more easier, for the students will go personally to these administrator and instructors and talk to them.
Warren, you and I also talked a while ago about the philosophy of College Union. Could you tell us something about what you include in the philosophy of a College Union?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Don, because these are points that I really believe in. One of the points is that the College Union will gather a true society between the student and the teacher. It will also provide a common life and a cultivated social program for all involved. It will help students formulate intelligent and practical programs of action and forward the task of creating a better society and to create an instrument for the nation and enhancement of personal and social living. These are all things I feel the College Union will create and further in the years to come. And I'm very proud to be president of a college that cultivates such a culture
Warren, it sounds like you're certainly off to a good start on working with this program and developing it in this year just before the building is ready to use. Perhaps this is a good place for us to end this week's program, Warren. We want to thank you for being with us at the outset of our series on College Union at Cal Poly.
Thank you, Dan.
And we look forward to visiting with you again at the conclusion series in November. Our guest on this evening's halftime program has been Warren Burgess, president of the Associated Students Incorporated of Cal Poly.